Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the secondary state beef checkoff effort in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
The obstacles to getting the U.S. beef checkoff increased at the federal level are huge. The underlying act and order would have to be opened up by Congress, and supporters of the current beef checkoff are fearful that could actually jeopardize the checkoff monies that we currently have. So a lot of states that have big cattle population numbers are looking at the idea of creating a secondary state beef checkoff to supplement those federal dollars. State of Texas, a lot of cattle there, have set up their own secondary beef checkoff. They've had it in operation for a year now. Oklahoma looking to do something similar. And according to Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the drive to get signatures to get a vote next year on an Oklahoma secondary beef checkoff underway, going well.
It's been very successful so far, Ron. We've had some great questions in terms of where's the money going to go, and when we talk about it's going to be controlled by Oklahomans, when we talk about it's totally refundable if you're not pleased with the strategies. Boy, we've just had extreme acceptance and a lot of support for that. Now, we've got a long way to go. We've got to get 5,500 signatures, and that's a big mountain, but we think we can get it done. We're going to work hard to do that this fall.
Now, you've got not just the cattlemen doing this, but you've got your general farm organizations. Auction barns are helping some as well, right?
That's right. We've got all the general farm organizations are helping us as well. The livestock markets are helping us as well. We've even got the junior cattlemen helping us, because what's really neat about this is there's no age limitation to this. If you sell cattle, in other words, if you pay the checkoff, then you're eligible to sign the petition and you're eligible to vote. And so here we are at Tulsa State Fair, you know, getting ready for the junior heifer show. A lot of these kids coming in, they're cattle producers. They may not be on the size and scale as maybe the average Oklahoma cow producer, but they still are. And so they have an opportunity. And I think that's really cool, because as I remember personally, when I was a senior in high school, it's when I voted for that first checkoff back in 1988. And so, you know, I talk to my own kids and they talk about how cool it is to be able to participate and vote. That's a really neat deal. So juniors are certainly active as well.
A little bit of citizenship along with getting a checkoff.
That's exactly right. And it's important because, and if you think about it, they're the ones who are going to be producing beef 20 years from now. And so it's important that they get involved. And a lot of them have said, you know, I think this is really neat. I want to be involved and I want to put my signature, and then I want to be able to vote as well. So it's a really neat deal.
Down in Texas, they only had about 6,000 cattle producers vote in their secondary state beef checkoff referendum. The challenge for Oklahoma, in a state that has about half as many cattle producers as Texas, to get almost that many cattle producers to sign a petition in order to get a vote for a state secondary beef checkoff sometime probably in the late spring of next year. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, it's one of those annual production sales that you don't want to miss. We're talking about Black Jack and Guest annual female production sale coming Saturday, October 17th, 12:30 p.m. at Black Jack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 70 Angus and Sim Angus lots. For details, contact Keith Grissom at 405-382-7678. The sale catalog will be online at www.mcsauction.com. Black Jack and Guest female production sale, October 17th. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.